On the air everywhere, this is New England Broadcasting.
Welcome to the program. It's Tori Wednesday.
Right on.
She's riding on it.
It's groovy. It's far out. Yeah.
Did you ever do the far out stuff? Did you do the funky chicken monkeys?
No, I'm not old. What's the matter with you? I'm not that old.
You're old enough for that, aren't you?
No. I was probably like six when people were saying far out or younger.
Oh, me too.
Groovy. I don't think I really, you know. Subscribe to that.
Did you wear a flapper uniform? Oh, you're not that old.
Yeah,
okay, fine.
That I did. I was in a dance recital, and we did the Charleston for Sherry Gold.
Did you know Marconi?
Who?
Okay. Yeah. Tori Wainwright, ladies and gentlemen, better known as Victoria in the circles of higher echelon.
That's right.
Yeah, this is exciting.
Please show respect. Thank you. You sound like David Letterman just then.
Oh, really?
You know, this is his last week, I think.
Yeah, no, the 20th is his last show.
But there was some special on last week.
Yeah, I watched it. It was really good.
Did you? I watched it, too.
Well, it was on the night before last.
Oh, that's right.
Yes,
that's what it was.
Right.
It just seems so soon that
it was last Monday.
Happened.
This is Wednesday.
That's right.
Yeah. This isn't being pre-recorded in 2011.
No.
Yeah, it's sad. I mean, all the people that I didn't grow up with, but all the people that I'm used to for the past few decades have all resigned from their shows.
Right. Like Arsenio Hall. You liked him,
no,
too?
No. No. Arsenio Hall, my God. Could he have one Caucasian on the program? I mean, I understand, you know.
Right.
Anyway. What?
I don't know.
Oh, okay. You're looking at me
like a deer in the headlights.
Hey, everybody, watch our cable version of this, where you can actually see us sitting there.
That's right. We sit and we talk.
Yeah.
It's different than this.
It's different in the sense that there are, it's not really that much different.
That's
why
I was being sarcastic.
Yeah, okay. We do it out of a little town in Maine called Easton.
Easton, Pennsylvania.
Yeah, that's right. There is an Easton, Pennsylvania, actually.
Yeah, I know.
And you don't have to live in that town to see the show because they're now giving out Visa cards.
That's right. Yeah. And something called the interwebs.
The interwebs of highways.
Yeah. The web.
The web.
Of deceit.
So, Tori, how do you do that? How do you find it on the web?
I just went to Google and I typed
it. I'm sorry for being so corny.
ECAT. I'd call it more.
So ECAT?
Obtuse. You're being obtuse.
Okay. So ECAT, E-C-A-T.
E-C-A-T.
And okay.
And then somewhere down, I think it's like the sixth length down, and it's there. It's Easton Cable Television.
Great.
I don't know.
Okay.
It's awesome.
It's the best show. Really good.
We have the best show.
We have one of the best
and
producers.
I can prove it.
Great producer who actually engineers the show.
Yeah.
Yeah. Does a great job.
He's the president.
He's president of the cable board.
Right.
Does a good job.
Yeah, because he wants to do the best show on, so he only does that show because he wanted to do the top, as you say, echelon. Of programming.
Very, very high.
That's
very,
it.
Very
throw
high.
His name on. Yeah, I'm doing that show.
Yeah.
And he does a great job.
I would do it. I'd be in it.
That's right. We are in it. So.
Oh, okay. Fine.
But two's enough.
Two is good.
You can't fit any more people in the room unless they sit on stools.
Well, because it's a little radio studio. We do it out of a little radio studio.
We could always do it in the TV studio, you know, and then get an audience. We talked about that.
Yeah, we did talk about that. And you know what, Torrance? I don't think that's a bad idea either.
Right. At least once. Do it. Try it. See it. If it happens.
I like
that.
Okay. That way we can introduce visual things like bring in elephants.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, we could have the people clapping, going, yay, you know, when we do funny stuff.
Well, no, we would have somebody who would tell the audience when to laugh.
Oh, I've seen that.
Yeah. Well, every television show, they do that. Not in cable, but we'll do it differently. We'll pay the audience to be there and to laugh hysterically about everything.
I'm going to pay them with what?
Oh, trinkets.
Trinkets? Okay.
Yeah, like, you know.
All right. Like peanuts?
Beads. People go crazy for beads.
Oh, that's right, those beads. But then women are going to be flashing when we give them
their
beads.
Whatever.
Really?
We just won't take any shots of the audience because they'll be basically ugly
people,
too.
Yeah. We don't know that, though.
No.
Right.
There's all different ways to entice people. We can give them bacon.
Well, I guess if it doesn't interfere with their religion.
Do you eat bacon? Do you like bacon?
I do.
Everybody loves bacon. What is it with this bacon thing?
I don't know.
It's very strange.
It's not strange. It's good.
No, it's not good. It's horrible.
Well, you don't eat a lot of it. I eat it very rarely. How about that?
It's pure fat. I mean, it's the part of the pig that even the pig says.
Oh, it's made of pig? Oh, I don't want that.
Oh, it's made of pig.
Oh, I don't want that.
I mean, a pig would want to get liposuction so it didn't have bacon. That's awful. You know what I'm saying?
That's gross.
It's horrible.
Yeah. I love turkey bacon.
Hey, wait. Something's missing from your entourage today.
I don't know what that means. I have an entourage. There's no one here but me.
Something's missing from your orbit.
Oh, my orbit?
Yep. Can you figure out what it is?
Oh, I know what it is, but I'm not telling you. You have to figure it out.
I'm telling you that something's missing.
Something's missing?
Usually when you come here, you're accompanied by an object.
Are you talking about my ring?
No.
My gas mask?
Yes.
Fight the man?
No.
Ring?
I'm talking about your coffee.
Oh.
Don't you usually have coffee when you come in here?
Yeah, you're right. Very good. You're very observant.
I watch Romper Room.
You do. It's not on anymore.
I have
Magic
the tapes.
Mirror,
I
tell
have the,
me
I have
today.
The VHS tapes.
Will we all have fun at play? Or, oh, you do? Okay.
Romper Stomper, Bomper Boom. Did they
There's
do that here?
There's a movie, Romper Stomper, with Russell Crowe. Hey, everybody, really? If you haven't seen that, you should see that movie. It's really gritty, and it's one of its early movies.
Yeah.
Nice.
Hey, Torrance, did you, you heard about this big fight? This pay-per-view fight between Floyd Mayweather and Jose Canseco. I don't know who the other.
Not a lot. Like Kanye West got involved.
Yeah.
I mean, it was like
he gets involved.
I know. That's what I meant. I heard like the meme of it, maybe the internet meme. I haven't seen anything.
Yeah, it was like if you watch it on pay-per-view, it was Saturday night and it was supposed to be the most expensive fight ever, the largest. A dollar for a sporting event.
Really?
Yeah, a pay-per-view. It was $100, $99 to watch it.
And people still bought it? What's wrong with people?
I know.
How much money do they have to throw around on nonsense?
$100. And to sit there in Vegas to watch the fight, $5,000 a seat.
This obscene. I can't listen to this. Let's stop talking about it.
$5,000 a seat. And you can imagine how much the popcorn was.
No, I don't think they sell popcorn.
Well,
at those kind of events, it's
I don't know
like
what's happening.
Fancy food.
You can imagine how much the cocaine was.
Yeah, there you go.
There you go.
More like it. step it up there.
Very, very expensive there. Yeah, so who cares? I don't care either. I was invited next door to go watch the fight.
Oh.
And I didn't go. I'll tell you why.
Okay.
I hope the guy doesn't. Every time I do this.
We say that, I know. So you know what? They say when in doubt, don't.
I would do it anyway, Tori.
I know. You do. And I do. So.
Well, because you got to be bold when you do this kind
Let's
of stuff.
Let's stay edgy.
Yeah.
Please. That's what our appeal is.
My neighbor calls me. And nicest guy in the world. Nice guy.
I'm not saying who. Just a neighbor.
Yeah, a neighbor. Somewhere
could
in my
be,
neighborhood.
Could be you. Might be. Maybe it's not you.
No, it's not me. It was not me.
No, I don't mean the person listening. I'm talking to the person listening. Maybe
it's not you.
No,
it's not you.
It could be
I
the other guy.
I was invited to a few places, let's say.
Exactly.
To watch this stupid fakakta fight.
Ooh.
So he calls me up and he says, we're going to watch a few guys are going to come over and we're going to watch the fight.
So it's a manly night.
Yeah. And
you're not a manly guy night.
No,
are you?
I am not
I
a manly
so.
Night guy.
No.
And that's what turned me off. And that's almost the reason that I didn't go, besides the fact that I kind of don't really find that as entertaining as I used to.
Right.
But
I wouldn't have gone. If a bunch of guys asked me to go watch a fight, I'm not going either. So I'm with you.
It was the way it was billed. It was like, let's just be men and primarily just watch the people beat the shit out of each other and have a beer and
well,
scream.
That's how it
and
works.
I just like, no, yeah. I don't find that to be entertaining at all. None of that, what you said, is entertaining.
But do you watch football?
No.
Oh, I mean, that was quite the long pause.
Well,
quite the pregnant pause.
No, I will, and I am pregnant, that's why.
I can tell.
I will. Thank you, Tori. This will be the last show you'll be doing.
I know.
You threw me. I didn't know where to go with this.
I throw everybody.
I do watch football every once in a while if I have nothing to do. I do find it somewhat entertaining, but I don't know all the players, and I would never get up to the TV and go, come on.
Yeah, I can't picture you doing
that. And I can't watch SportsCenter and watch something so stupid being analyzed.
Yeah.
That's like watching a couple of scientists look at a piece of bacon and go, look at that. There's a piece of grease there, and I wonder if that's chemically.
It's quite the obvious, right? Yeah.
Yeah, it's just so stupid.
Right.
So that turned me off completely. Well, that wasted 5 minutes.
Well, let me ask you this.
Uh-huh.
Have you ever seen me blush? I don't blush. I'm not a blusher.
No, I haven't seen you blush.
I've never
because
blushed.
Because everything you do is so out there. What do you got to blush about?
I guess. But lately, someone has caught me blushing a few times. So I'm very embarrassed.
Maybe someone has told you that you were blushing, but maybe you really weren't.
I was. I could feel
it. You can tell when you're blushing?
I guess.
Do you feel a rush of blood to your face?
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you have high blood pressure?
No, just slightly. But it's not that. It's that I never blush. No one can make me blush. Mm. Someone made me blush a couple of times.
Was this person saying something extremely nice to you?
Are
you blushing?
I don't blush. That's a misnomer. Right. I don't do it. Yeah. No, I guess I was just who it was. I was just blushing. I was just a little. I was feeling flustered or something.
What did they say? Flustered. Did you get the what do they call that?
Gas. That too.
No, the fumes. What do you call that?
The vapors. Yeah.
The vapors.
I got the vapors.
Right.
Oh.
Did you get that?
I certainly did.
And by the way, when you say got the vapors, you have to have a little fan with you.
I do.
And you got to move your hands back and forth.
That's right.
Yeah, the vapors.
That's it, yeah.
And your vapors.
I did, but I didn't say that. I should have thought of saying that, but I didn't.
You should have said that. Can you make this other person blush back?
I don't know yet.
Yeah.
I'll see.
I'd try everything I could to make that person blush and give it right back at them.
Oh, I'm trying everything.
Or tell them that they're blushing even if they're not. Because you don't know if you're blushing necessarily.
Yeah, but that's not nice. That's a lie.
When someone says to you, you're blushing, even if you're not blushing, you will then blush.
Really?
It's a self-fulfilling prophecy.
Wow, that's like biblical, huh?
No, it's not biblical. Oh. It's not to that extent, but
it's a prophecy.
When someone says to you, it's like when someone says to you, you have a cold? No, I don't have a cold. You know, all of a sudden you have a cold.
I didn't get sick all winter, by the way, and I did not get a flu shot. So,
where would they put it on you?
I've gotten flu shots before.
You're so tiny. Well, I wouldn't say tiny, but you're
demure,
petite.
Petite. Yeah. There you go. I like that. Yeah. Yeah. They gave me a shot in my arm, but I didn't. I haven't had one in a couple of years. So. Yeah.
Why?
I don't get around to it.
What's your problem?
I don't get sick. I don't get around to it. So see, this just doesn't prove
everybody
anything.
Everybody else is getting them.
Good. That's everybody else. Maybe I'll get one next year.
Do you ever go out?
Yeah. Because you have to go out to get sick. Germs don't find me. They don't come
exactly
down my door.
No.
Then everyone should just stay in. See, Ron stumbled onto something here, everyone. Pay attention.
Oh,
quit your jobs and stay inside.
Oh, so,
and
you'll I've been
so
living
healthy.
Like that for 20 years.
Right. See, and you're very healthy.
Works for me.
Yeah.
I do get flu shots because they're free.
Yeah, mine are too, but that's not the point.
I don't know what the point is then. If something's free, Tori, why wouldn't you just take it?
Oh, Ebola's free too. Why do I want? Would I want
not
that?
Not the shots. I think that costs.
You just
got to
stay out of West Africa. I see all these signs everywhere at doctor's offices. If you've been in West Africa, let us know.
Yeah.
Really? Okay.
Well, it'd be nice if you told me not to go to West Africa.
That's funny, yeah.
Well, it's
in the first place,
true.
Right?
Yeah.
Tell you if you've been there. Did you just go there? You weren't supposed to go there.
Oh, thanks for telling me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, by the way, remember that landscaping I told you everyone had to, you know, for a week at Landscape Investments at 1426 Bedford Street in
Abington. Would mention your name?
Mention my name. It's Abington Weymouth Line.
But you never said what happens when your name is mentioned.
Right.
Do
well,
you
I
blush?
Said, I said, you go in and say, Tori sent you.
Yes.
And people went in and they got a card with my name and my email on it so they could thank me for recommending Landscape Investments for the wonderful mulch that they got.
That's it?
Yeah, but they got my email, so I've gotten some emails from people. Too bad you didn't come in because you could have gotten, say, Tori sent you and got my email on a little card. And then I've gotten all these emails saying, wow, that place was great. Thanks for the recommendation on the loam.
How does that benefit the person who got the loam?
Well, they listened to the show, and now they have my private email, and they could say, hey, we like this, we like that, talk about that. I guess, you know, get a little line of communication going, which was for that promotion period only.
So the prize is getting your email.
Well, I didn't say it was a prize. I just said, see what happens if you say, Tori sent
me. Oh, no,
me.
Yeah, you were very vague about it.
Yeah, I have
and
to be.
And now you're substantiating that it was of absolutely no consequence whatsoever.
Well, maybe.
Although you get some nice mulch.
You do.
Yeah.
And my email.
What's the difference between loam and mulch?
I don't think there is one, is there? Isn't it all dirt? But some comes off bark, doesn't it? Bark off a tree. They mix in the bark with the stuff. And then that's mulch. That's mulchy.
Oh, okay, because you're mulching up.
But isn't loam like more dirt?
Maybe it's more like, yeah, you're right. I think you're right. I don't know. I'm not a landscaper. I wish I knew one.
Right.
But yeah, maybe you're right. How do you spell that red sauce that you put on hamburgers?
Ketchup. K-E-T-C-H-U-P.
Correct.
But some people spell it C-A-T, don't they?
S-U-P.
Yeah.
The original, I looked this up.
Maybe it's a southern northern thing.
No.
No?
No. I looked it up because I was very, it came up in conversation and this is a kind of life I have. It became my life plight to find out how this happened. Originally, it was catsup, C-A-T-S-U-up.
Right.
S-U-up. S-U-P.
Which has to do with the tomato.
Correct.
Somehow.
Correct. Okay. Correct. The Heinz company made it with a lot of other companies as well, made this catsup.
Mm-hmm.
Then I guess in the late 1800s, Heinz said, no, we've got to be different. We'll rename it. So as a lot of people are calling it ketchup, even it's catsup. So we'll call it ketchup. We'll change the spelling of it. And we will be the official only ketchup. And that's why they did it. They branded that name.
They're not the only one, though.
I know. A lot of other people started doing it. They jumped on board
because, yeah. I mean, you know.
They didn't patent the name real well, I guess.
That's like Q-tips. People call them Q-tips even if they're cotton swabs. They're always going to be Q-tips.
Will always be. And I don't know why. Do you know why it's a Q-tip? Do you know why we call it a Q-tip?
No. Do you know that one, too?
No.
Oh, gosh. No. There's like an encyclopedia over there.
Yeah. Well, I don't.
Ketchup and Q-tip information. My encyclopedia. We've always wanted to know.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I can't live without that. Do you stick Q-tips in your ear?
Yes.
Yeah.
It feels awesome.
Everybody loves that.
If you get it in far enough and wiggle it around, oh my goodness gracious, that is a really good feeling.
I can make the other side of the tip come out of my other ear. Oh,
then you don't have a brain. What's wrong with you? You can't do that.
There's a canal in there.
It starts to hurt if you put it in really far.
Yeah, it really does.
I wouldn't do that.
Well, your eardrum is there.
Yeah.
So you got to be really careful. And that's why
they tickle it a little.
It's funny because the Q-tip cotton swab people...
Mm-hmm.
Know that it's perfectly safe for your ear, but they don't want to take the liability of you destroying your eardrum. Your product destroyed my eardrum. So, okay, then I'll tell you, don't do that. Don't destroy your eardrum. How about that?
You know what happened to me once? About 6 months ago? Yeah. I went to put a Q-tip in my ear without looking because I've never looked. Who looks at a Q-tip?
Nobody.
There was no cotton on it. It was just the stick.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. So now I always check. It hurt so bad for like a week.
That's a defective Q-tip.
But again, I couldn't call and complain because it says right on it, don't put it in your ear. So I couldn't even make a phone call.
That's why they do it.
I couldn't make a phone call. Those dum-dums.
Is there another use for that? I guess, is it nail polish? What? You dip it in alcohol and you do something with a Q-tip, and I don't recall what it is.
Maybe there's something. Sometimes I've used it under my eye for makeup.
Yeah, maybe that's, Well, then they have the cotton puffs.
Yeah.
Is that what that's called?
Or cotton pads, cotton balls, cotton stuff.
Yeah. When those cotton balls get rotten.
What does that mean?
You can't pick very much cotton.
Oh.
That's from a song.
I don't know that
song. I don't either.
Sounds like an oldie.
Well, hello.
The Cotton Days.
Hello.
It's like Dixie. What is
cotton
this?
Cotton Days.
My old Cotton Days back home.
My old Cotton Days back home. That's exactly how that went.
I don't know.
I'm sorry that happened to your ear. Last week we talked about your nasal drainage.
Yeah. I'm not doing that again.
Yeah. You haven't had that problem anymore?
No.
So you look like you're feeling well.
I feel awesome.
Isn't that something?
Yeah.
You know, and
big changes in my life. I like that.
It is. And you know, I've always said to you since I've known you that it's all in your mind.
Mind is very powerful.
As soon as you feel good and life is good.
You forget your ailments. They seem to go away.
They really do seem to go away, though.
Yeah, you're right.
It's like yesterday was such a beautiful day.
Yeah.
And no matter how bad you felt, when you saw that the trees or bushes are blossoming things like that, and what's that crap I have out in front of my house? Forsythia?
Oh, azalea.
Azalea,
which could be mountain laurel, but I think it's azalea.
I think it's azalea, too. But it's pink and
white. Oh,
it's
pretty. Yeah.
It's beautiful. And it just gives you such an uplifting. Like, this is a time of year when things are blossoming and growing.
Is.
And you know, unless you have hernia, this is a wonderful time of year.
Or even if you have a hernia.
Even so. But I'm just saying. And now, and you're very happy now. And all of a sudden, your ailments are gone.
Right.
And
that must play a role.
It does play a role. It does play a role.
So when I get sad later, if I get sad later, they're going to come back and I'll feel like, well, I got a headache. No.
Well, yeah, because there's nothing else to do.
Well, then you find things to do. Then find things to do.
I think that's what it is.
Going to find things to do.
That's why I stopped hanging out with my Jewish friends.
Too many holidays?
Too many complaints.
Boy. Well,
I've got to tell you, I mean,
it's my sugar.
I love the people. Mm. I love the people, but I mean, seriously, like, get over whatever it is you're trying to do.
Yeah, that's
do
a culture
here.
Thing. That'll never change.
It is a culture thing. Mm-hmm. You know their motto, which is on all their T-shirts.
And yarmulkes.
And yarmulkes. It's right on the front.
Yep.
It says,
advertising on the back.
Right. It says, never forget. And
oh, really?
Yes.
Forget what? The Holocaust?
Holocaust.
Way back?
The way they were persecuted.
Because some people say 9/11, never forget. So oh, no, like different yeah. people adopt it
it's
then and use
that.
It as their own?
It's from that. Okay. That's the motto.
Never
of,
like Boston Marathon bombing.
It's everything
bad.
Never forget.
Everything bad.
But you know what? Maybe you shouldn't forget it, but you should get beyond it.
Yeah, that's a good
you know?
Point. Yeah.
So rather than never forget, how about
that's a reminder.
Get beyond it? Yeah.
You don't have to constantly be reminded, right?
Let's constantly think about just how bad I was treated.
I don't want to do
mean,
that.
Dr.
Life
Phil
is
would
for
go
living.
Crazy. Yeah.
Yeah. Let's you, not do
yes.
that.
So I stopped hanging out with him because every time.
Oh, I don't blame you.
Oh, I certainly
that's
don't.
Like, that's like, those are toxic people that will suck your energy,
they
by the way.
They suck it in. They
yeah,
suck it
that's
in.
That's not good.
And it was constantly like, how are you feeling? I got my back and then my shoes.
I know. I don't like when anyone does it. I don't think it's just, you know, Jewish people doing that. I think it's every people.
Yeah. Oh, no, I'm not harping on the Jewish people, but
right.
they do have
they
that motto,
the
never
on
forget.
Yeah, yeah.
They really did. Yeah. Right. It's a branding thing.
It sure is.
But, yeah, it's a horrible thing. And I actually lost a friend over that once. And it was actually a friend. I actually used the term friend.
Wow. Like Facebook friend?
No, it was like a real one.
Right.
It wasn't a quote-unquote Facebook friend. It's right. a real friend.
Ooh, that's
and,
worse.
We were talking one day, and all she did was just complain, this, that, I hate my
a
man.
A woman.
I hate
you
my,
said she.
Yeah,
yeah that figures. That yeah. figures, too. Yeah.
My best friends are women.
Yeah, because you don't go to wrestling things at neighbors' houses.
Apparently, I don't.
Or whatever it is, boxing, wrestling.
Same
I don't know,
thing,
physical
same
contact.
Thing, same thing. Same, whatever. You know. Yeah, so we were talking on the phone, and I just got damn sick of hearing it.
Uh-oh.
And I said, look, you know, I got to tell you something.
Who was it? I'm kidding. I know. I left your face. Just wanted to see you look
no.
at me.
I said, I got to tell you something. I just don't want to be friends with you because I can't be a good friend. Because,
you really said that?
Yeah. I haven't said that much in my life at all. Like,
wow.
Maybe every other week, but
uh-oh.
That's it. I said, I can't have this negative energy around me.
Yeah.
This girl just wouldn't shut up. She
uh-oh.
Just wouldn't shut up.
Wow.
And
then just hang up. So I got to go. Bye.
No.
Can't you do that?
No, I couldn't. Right. I hadn't talked to her in about 2 years previous.
Right.
And then
filling you in.
And yeah, well, the relationship started up again. And then I remembered why I hadn't talked to her for 2 years because she just.
That's right. Yeah, you do remember when people do that. That happened to me not too long ago.
Yeah.
There was a guy I knew, and I hadn't talked to him in 6 years.
Yeah, who was it? Oh, never mind.
And then I saw him on Facebook and I friended him and then he said, here's my number, give me a call. I said, all right, I'll give you a call.
Yeah.
And then he started and it wouldn't stop.
Yep.
And I went,
Oh yeah.
So the next time he called, didn't answer, texted me, didn't answer, and it stopped.
Yeah.
You have to like be firm and not answer certain texts, I guess, and calls. And then it was like done. But I was glad. And I felt a little bad, but not a lot bad because I kept saying on the phone, boy, yeah, I remember how he goes, I'm really hogging the conversation here. I go, yeah, you kind of are.
Oh, they actually
didn't
do
even,
that.
He didn't even catch the hint. I did it 3 times.
What?
I said, oh, yes, I remember. Yeah, you do that. You know.
Interesting.
Anybody wouldn't stop. So I'm like, okay, that's that. Nice person, but... You know, won't stop.
I can't stand that, Tori. I mean, I can if I can be part of a conversation, it's
right.
fine.
But someone that talks your face off, I don't want it.
Yeah. There was another friend, one of the few other friends I had, a guy, and he just wouldn't shut up. And he constantly said, to make a long story short, that was his big phrase.
Mm-hmm.
And it was so ironic because you never make a long story short. It's always long. Him too.
Mm-hmm.
I said the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
I get very honest when I'm cornered.
Okay.
I guess.
All right.
Is
most
what
people do, I would say.
But that negative energy is just like,
No.
I mean, if it's 24/7 negative, I can't do it. Can't do it.
No.
Getting too old for that.
No.
You kind of change when you get older. You kind of realize what your bullshit line is.
Right.
And it changes greatly. When you're young,
that's
right. hardly on the map at all, the bullshit
right.
line. It's because, you know, it doesn't make it or whatever.
Right.
And then when you get older, it's like, No, I'm afraid. Well,
you're running out of time too when you're older. Well, your time should be valuable to you and not wasted.
That's part of it, but I think it's more so I am so experienced that now I can recognize the difference between the two.
All right.
And and why should I tolerate? It's like kids on my lawn, you know. Like,
but no one comes on your lawn, do they?
No, because of the spikes.
Oh yeah, that's what that's about.
Yeah,
oh,
it is. Yeah, yeah. It's the, yeah.
Not, and the, what do you call those landmines?
Yes, right. But they are marked because insurance insurance wouldn't cover it. Well, it tells the kids don't dig with me. Right, yeah, that's right, pretty much it. It's like having a sign out in front of your house that says this house is protected by whatever.
Yeah, EDT.
EDT or ADO or ADT.
Right. Or ET.
Ebola.
Phone home.
Right. That might be a good sign. This house has been condemned with Ebola. And then no one's going to visit you.
Yeah. Sorry, really, we have a bolt. But, you know, then you might not even get mail. No one will come to your house.
Well, there'll be an Ebola line. Like, you can use the mailbox.
Like a moat?
Yes.
An Ebola moat.
You know, something sorry. I think a moat was a wonderful idea.
Yeah? Well, that's for castles, right?
I think every home is a castle.
Oh,
I think. Instead of moats, I use... I take the wheels off the garden weasels and I make them upright. So if the kids get on the lawn,
what's a garden weasel?
Oh, garden weasel.
Oh, is that thing that you till with?
Yeah.
Oh, I forgot about those. That was like in the 80s. I used to.
What a stupid word for that, till.
Well, then there's a hoe.
Yeah.
I mean, come on.
I'm familiar with those things too. Till the hoe shows up.
These are landscaping jokes.
You can use that, by the way.
All right.
Watch somebody really blush. Ever use a hoe? Yeah, back in 82, I remember that. Or did I use her?
It's an it. It's it's a garden instrument.
Sorry. I got that wrong.
It's spelled H-O-E.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
How do you spell the other hoe thing?
I think it's just H-O.
Okay. Don't even bother with the E on that one.
Like Santa's license plate, ho-ho. You only need one more hoe.
I know.
Have you seen it? His truck?
Yeah.
It's really cute.
It's very cute.
I like it.
It's very cute. Very cute. It's coming close to the end of bet time, which would be May 20th.
Bet time.
We did a gentleman's bet.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
I forgot all about that. Thanks for reminding me.
You're welcome.
How's the pile doing?
You know, thank you. Now you sound like an old Jewish friend of mine.
I haven't even been down there.
How's the piles doing?
How's your piles? You need preparation H for the piles.
How's that going?
That's
for
another
you?
Word, you know, piles.
Yeah.
Piles. That's an old fashioned. You do?
I
didn't. I really don't know how you knew that.
I've heard about it. I like to keep up. I like to
keep up on keeping down.
Keep up with the kids today.
Kids don't say piles.
The kids.
If you told a kid piles, they would think it's a pile of sand or something.
I gotta stay hip.
So what's going on with the big snow mound on Oak Street or whatever it is?
A gigantic mountain of snow.
Pearl Street. Yeah.
Yeah, it's on in the city of Brockton. It's kind of Pearl Street and that little strip of highway.
By the speaking of strip, it's by the strip joint.
Near the strip joint, it is. It's a strip of snow near the strip joint.
When you get too hot, just run out into the snow pile. Even in May, who knew?
You know, strip bars are just kind of like social clubs for alcoholics with tits. I mean, it's
really.
Yeah, I really think so.
Okay.
Anyway.
May 20th.
Yeah, it's near the strip club and. It's gone down considerably
in
size.
But it's still there?
Yeah. It doesn't look like snow anymore. Now it just looks like a mountain of dirt because it is so discolored.
So maybe it's just dirt. We have to dig in to make sure it's snow.
You know it's snow. I'm going to go get some gas later.
Right over there.
That's where I go to get my gas. I mean,
is
not
it?
From the snow pile, but from that.
Yeah, because Easton's too fancy. It's too expensive.
Remember that it was a car wash, and it had a
remember
moving
that pink
mannequin.
Monkey and the pink monkey too. The mannequin.
It was originally a pink monkey,
right? And then the mannequin. I thought the pink monkey was a man. I'm like, boy, he must be hot in that thing.
Yeah, me too. Because it moved. Because
it was
animated.
Summer.
Yeah.
Then they got the bimbo.
Then it was a hoe.
Yeah.
Right.
With like the rake.
Yeah.
The till.
Yeah, and which
garden
drew
weasel.
In a lot of it worked because a lot of people garden weasel. And it worked really well, but that's where I get my gas now because they put in gas pumps.
Okay.
Yeah, so that's where I get my
gas. Is this still a car wash?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, sure.
All right.
So I'll be checking it out near that hospital, the hospital for
I
the
might
indigent.
I might, too, because just because I'm cured the indigent. It's like the Catholic hospital.
No, I don't think it's Catholic anymore.
They changed it?
Yeah.
Good.
It's not. It used to be Cardinal Spellman.
Cardinal Cushing.
Cardinal Cushing.
Right. Then it was Caritas or Caritas.
Yeah.
Tomato, Caritas. Tomato. I don't know. Yeah.
Now it's Good Samaritan, which I don't. Is that a religious connotation, Good Samaritan?
I don't know. I thought it was bought by the Stewart Group, though. Wasn't it?
It is.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Jay Stewart bought the entire place.
That's news to him.
Right.
Hi, Jace.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a Stewart Group. I am so mad. Do you have health insurance?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's the law, dude.
It is the law, dude. This is awful. This is awful.
Okay.
These medical groups, they will not refer you outside of their medical group. If you have some ailment.
They won't. They will reluctantly. I've had it done.
You have to really.
Me?
Fight.
Me? They'll do it. Yeah. You know I'm going to. I'm not going to sit still.
Well, that's true. There are certain personalities where you get what you want no matter
right,
what.
Right.
And I get that with you.
Okay.
I understand that.
But you're right. They, as a rule, they're not supposed
to.
And they even tell me that. Mm. We're not supposed to.
Yeah. And yes, that's their policy.
Right, that's their policy.
And I say, because I came up against this, mm-hmm. and I said to them, what you're doing is you are financially keeping all the money in your system.
Right.
So that all the people in your group are making money. And if you don't make any money if you refer out of the area.
And if somebody's a quack, he still has to get the business.
Correct.
I don't like that.
Yeah.
I want to see my specialist.
Yeah, exactly. And I'm mad about that.
Right.
I'm mad about that.
This is you mad. This is Ron mad, everyone.
I'm verbally mad. I'm
right.
verbally mad at that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Change it somehow. Mad. We'll do some lobbying. Well, I just lobby for myself.
You have to lobby for yourself. My God, people should appreciate you, Tori, because you're an example to all fine Americans to lobby for yourself, to not to take things lying down. Stand up.
Right. Because if you don't, who will? No one will.
No one will.
It's up to you. One person can make a difference, and that person is you.
And the squeaky wheel
gets the oil.
The oil.
And you catch more flies with honey than vinegar. But who wants flies?
If I were a fly, I wouldn't really like the vinegar much either.
That's right. That's the point. They want the
honey.
Oh,
you
want
to catch the fly.
Yeah.
I don't want to catch the fly.
I want
to get rid of it.
I know.
Yeah,
but you got to catch them to kill them, I guess. But don't they have like fly strips, fly paper?
Yeah.
And
that was all they had way back when I was growing up.
You used to see that in barns, not in houses.
Yeah.
But then people put it in their house.
And there'd be hundreds of flies stuck
yeah,
to the strip and they'd be dead.
Yeah, let's not look at that.
No.
Let's not talk about
That's what I do on my lawn when I collect the kids who are on my lawn.
The spikes on the landmines?
Well, I put out kid paper.
Oh.
And the kids, they adhere to this stuff. It's like super glue. And at the end of the day, I collect all the kids and I throw them in the swamp.
Oh,
yeah.
You're mean. You're
Look,
mean, Mr. Van Dam.
The more I do this, the more kids will understand and not encroach
you're
upon my property.
You're going to get trouble.
Why?
What are you going to get?
Why? Just threats?
From the parents.
Oh, I don't care. I'll take the parents out as well.
Now who's lobbying?
Parents even more so. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
That's not my phone. My phone
no,
doesn't
that's
jingle.
No, it's my phone.
I don't
want
to jingle. You know
phone.
Why I don't want to jingle ring? Because everybody has one of those.
Yeah,
I
but
I couldn't tell.
You have a silly one.
Well, you know, I want my phone rings. I want to know it's my phone.
You sound like a karaoke bar.
Well, I changed it. It's different now, but it's still a song. It's just a different melody.
Really?
It's still a melody. But it came with the phone.
Isn't that embarrassing? Well, like you're in a supermarket, like Roach Brothers, and all of a sudden your phone goes off, and it's like everybody's looking like, whoa. What?
Speaking of supermarkets, I went to a supermarket
Did
over
you?
The weekend. Listen, I have to tell you this. This is very good. And as soon as this happened, I said, oh, I have to tell Ron. There's a shirt you should wear when you go shopping, apparently. It's called a cleavage shirt. I'd never worn it to a supermarket. I didn't know what was about to happen. This is what happened. I go up into the butcher department, butchery, the meat department.
Yeah, the meat, yeah.
And I go there. I won't say what store.
Right.
But I go and I ask the butcher. He was obviously the butcher. He had the butcher jacket on.
Right.
And he was
the
butcher.
The coat, the lab
the
coat.
Yes.
The lab coat.
Yeah, and he smelled of meat. So it was him.
They're lab coats with meat juice.
Really?
Yes.
Yeah. Well, I asked him, I said, you know, I would like four of these hamburg patties. They came in things of two.
Yes.
I wanted four.
Yes.
Oh, I'll take it and repackage it for you. No problem.
Good.
So I guess that's what butchers do.
Yes.
So I wait and I wait and he comes back and he starts explaining what 93% lean is and
Correct.
All that. And it's
yes.
very good for meatloaf.
Very
and he
good,
did yeah. know, giving me some info, which is fine.
Actually, it's not great for meatloaf, but go on.
Okay. But as I'm walking away, I hear him calling after me and sort of coming after me. But I wasn't sure he was talking. It was me until I turned around. And he said, are you dating anyone?
Get out of here.
I swear it's true. And it must be the shirt. Not to mention that the bag boy, he was really nice to me too. So I think it depends on how you dress. Definitely
the women. The bag boy was nice to you.
Yeah, he went out and got me a cart because I couldn't pull it out of the thing.
They were also nice to 80-year-old people in walkers.
I know. Did they ask them out too?
The bag boy asked you out?
No, no, okay. No. But the butcher did.
The butcher. What about the candlestick maker? So what is the cleavage shirt?
I don't know. It was low, very low cut.
Yeah.
And pushed up and things were visible,
were
I guess. So that made a huge difference, apparently, in getting, I don't know, attention.
Sorry, I hear you.
Yeah. I'm very unassuming when I go shopping usually. I mean, I'm, you know, whatever. But that was a different day and a different reason. And so I just happened to be dressed differently. And I went to the store and... Then I went to the convenience store right after, and the guy was flustered. And I don't even think I got charged for the milk because I was trying to slide the card through.
And he was flustered because of your cleavage shirt.
I don't know. He's very friendly. They're very friendly. Men are very friendly when you dress that way. They're extra friendly.
Well, of course they are.
Extra friendly.
What did the cleavage shirt say?
It's. What do you mean? It had no writing on it.
No writing on it.
It was just, you know, no words. There are no words.
Interesting.
Yeah. So it's a good experiment. I should have had a little hidden camera.
Yeah.
I should do that. I should get a little hidden camera and just go out and do YouTube. Get a YouTube channel and do videos of stuff.
Well, if you put a hidden camera on your cleavage shirt, they'll think it's a mole.
Well, they already have done that anyway. Yeah. They've done these cleavage camera shots. They're all over YouTube. This is nothing new. I just thought it was interesting.
So does that make you feel like, I mean, a shirt cannot make you attractive. Doesn't it make you feel good that somebody actually... A lab technician in a meat juice coat actually asked you out.
Right.
Which
he's not supposed to do. He could lose his job.
Absolutely.
If I said something, which I wasn't going to, but yeah.
Now I got to figure out.
And he said it in front of everyone.
Is.
He ran up. He's in the middle of the store doing
this.
He wasn't even off to the side.
How old was this person?
I would say he's in his 40s, but I can't be positive. Yeah. But I would say that's a ballpark.
Were you turned on by his meat juice lab coat?
No. Okay. Not at all. Right. Okay. No.
Was it the uniform?
It had nothing to do with me. Yeah, I think men, you know what it is? They won't even see your face sometimes.
Yeah.
So it doesn't matter what my face looked like very much. I think it was just, they get drawn into that whole area and then they're just, it doesn't matter as much.
You know what? He was treating you like a piece of meat.
Very good. See, that's all he does. He's used to that.
That's it.
I could have said, buddy, I'm not one of your hamburgers. I'm prime rib. My eyes are up here.
My understanding is that the meatloafs are better with
more fat.
Yeah,
like 85%.
Yeah, because they actually put veal meat and pork and all that kind of stuff in a meatloaf. It's not just
I make meatloaf, you know. I make a killer meatloaf. That's the one good thing I can cook.
I'm afraid you're talking to a guy that also makes a killer meatloaf.
Oh, really?
So why don't you
We'll have a meatloaf off?
A meatloaf off.
Nice.
Meatloaf
I'm off. I'm on that. This is my grandmother's recipe.
Do you have a secret to it?
Yeah.
Me too.
Uh-uh. All right.
I think that the real trick to a meatloaf is its moistness.
Sure. Mine's moist.
Mine's moist too, baby.
All right. You put onions in it?
Absolutely. Diced.
All right.
I have a special sauce that I add for the... No, it's not that.
Oh, I don't add a sauce.
Oh, I do.
I don't want a saucy meatloaf.
Oh, not, so, not like... a sauce on top. But see, I put breadcrumbs in it, and then
mine's
that's
different.
What I do, baby.
I'm not telling you mine. Mine's different already. Yes.
But then you moisten those crumbs
Should
with
I just
this
tell
secret...
you? I'll just tell you.
I'll just tell you.
I use cornflakes. This is too quiet in here. People are going to think we went off the air.
Flustered. Doesn't that make it very dry?
I'm telling you. But this is my grandmother's recipe. It's been going around for decades.
You don't add any liquid to it at all?
Oh, there's milk and eggs and everything. But I mean,
milk.
Okay.
No.
All right. Well, mine's going to be better. I'm telling you. Yours might be good, but mine's spectacular.
All right. Here's
they're
what we're going to do.
They're real and they're spectacular.
Here's what we're going to do.
Mm-hmm.
We can't do it next week.
Yeah, election next week, by the way. Everybody vote. Go vote.
No, only if you live in a certain town.
If you live in Brockton, go vote.
Watch this, because we're going to get off the subject of meatloafs very quickly.
Okay.
The vote is whether there should be a casino in the city of Brockton in Massachusetts.
Yes.
And
the whole hype thing is jobs. More, I see it right on the, you see it in the sign.
I got to tell you something. I was listening to Pandora Radio.
I've done that.
And there was an ad for the casino.
Are you serious?
On Pandora. And I'm thinking, I didn't know you could do that.
Yeah, there's advertising. Unless you get Pandora One and you pay every month.
No, I don't get that. Oh, hello.
Right.
Right, of course.
But, you know, it's frivolous.
So it was on that. And then I was watching cable television and it comes up as a local commercial, you know. So
there's money in that. I don't like that.
I don't either. And now I'm mad about it. Good. Because the groups that don't want it, the opposition groups don't have any money.
Somebody's. Yeah.
They don't have the money to run these kind of commercials all.
They don't.
And it has nothing, and a lot of these commercials say nothing about the casino at all. They simply say, do you want jobs in Brockton? Vote yes.
It's tricky.
I think it's very tricky.
Trickery, maybe.
It's trickery, but it's on top of that, it is fucking trickery.
Fuckery. That's the word, yeah.
But even worse than that, mm-hmm. as bad as that is, it is those with money mm-hmm. strong-arming with their cash in order to politically achieve
results. But what else is new? That's the way
nothing
life works.
Nothing much.
But there was a little no sign on the church. I thought as I'm driving by the church, I saw a no.
That's
that
all they
nice.
Can do. And you know? even to print that sign out, probably
know,
put it behind. You know?
I know.
So I assume
we'll
the results will come out.
I'm telling you, what I think personally is these gaming places, they staff them themselves with dealers, with everybody, because who in Brockton knows how to deal cards and do these things? They'd have to train you. You're going to get a job carrying a tray.
Yeah.
Maybe. I don't know what you're going to work in the kitchen.
Yeah.
You're not going to have any power in a casino. You don't know what these companies are like. They already have these people in place. They're saying, we're shifting you from California to Brockton now. Yeah. Would they just move you around? It's a big, huge gaming organization.
I don't know.
Anyway, that's...
I don't know. I mean, you know, I don't understand with all this casino stuff in the state how a city like Brockton can say, okay, we voted for it. We're going to put a casino in. I thought you had to go through this whole commission thing.
Right.
I don't understand. Is it only make them eligible to put it in, or does that make it the done deal?
Well, that's where the vote comes in. Now it's really up to us. There can be no complaints because we voted.
But the state would have to approve it. I mean, isn't Taunton up for something? And New Bedford was going to be up for something all in this region?
Maybe.
You can't have more than one casino.
Right.
Although I don't understand, because Plainville got a license to do slots.
Right.
Which I guess is not a casino, but it is too.
You mean slots?
Slots. I'm sorry. I'm so used to saying
slots. Thought you were
going to
correct him. Like, he didn't.
He didn't. He must really think it's slots. There are slots in Plainville, by the way.
Really?
Yeah,
I don't know.
Yeah, I used to know some of them.
It's not that happening a place. I've been there.
No, it's not. It sounds like an old Western town, doesn't
it's plain.
It?
It's
Plain. I want to go down to Plainville.
Yeah, it really is.
And shoot some monkeys.
I'm all set with never going back.
No, it's horrible.
I'm Plainville, it's I love you. You're fine. I've been there. I'll probably
go
back. I
don't know in Plainville. Nobody in Plainville listens to this program.
No one listens to this program.
Not in Plainville, certainly. You may be right as well. I have no idea. What do I care anymore?
I know, no.
You know, what am I saying?
Keep checking the numbers. Let me know.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't understand the whole state casino thing. You know what? I don't even...
This election's costing as much money as a regular election, too, by the way.
Yeah, yeah. But guess what? You know, those that want it will stop at nothing to make sure that it happens according to their money. Yeah, sure, I know why.
Greed.
Yeah.
Greed is the downfall of man.
I've always said, Tori, that's all I've ever said, just Tori. Mm-hmm. I've always said that... That those that are in favor of something because there is great financial gain, those that oppose it simply do it because they don't think it's a good idea.
Right.
There's no financial gain
it's
for
moral.
Those that oppose. Correct. So you've always got to consider that end of it.
Yeah.
This is another, very, very typical for the city of
Brockton. People are sheep. They just do what they're told for the most part.
Well, because there's a good majority that don't speak English and don't understand what you're talking about.
Right.
And the politicians know that that's how we get away with all the crap we get away with. And that's how we can better ourselves at the expense of those people.
Absolutely.
I hope it works out. I was totally against that that strip place that... what do you call the place there? Foxy Lady.
Oh, okay.
I was totally against it.
That's been there for years and years.
Yes, it has. And there's really not been trouble, and it's just kind of kept to itself, and it's no big gigantic signs or anything like that.
No.
and no infrastructure involved, and it's just fine.
Right.
So I was wrong, I guess, on that, but I thought morally, what a horrible, horrible thing to put into your city.
Mm-hmm.
I think this is morally incorrect as well, but at the same time, I do believe there'll be big flashing signs,
mm.
you know, so whatever. A lot of people are saying, yeah, but the big deal, Ron, is that they're going to spend $8 million, I believe it was, to redo that street,
the infrastructure.
123 Belmont Street, from there to the highway and a bit beyond on both ends
right.
into a like a four or six lane road or something like that.
Hmm.
And I'm thinking, whatever.
Whatever, meatloaf.
Whatever meatloaf wins. So whatever.
Is it a contest now? Do we have a new contest going?
Yeah, I think it's
worth it. Well, who's going to judge? It has to be impartial. Like, no one can know this is your meatloaf and this is my meatloaf because they just have to decide, you know, you switch them up, you know, close your eyes, spin around, and then we switch the meatloaf.
But even then, anybody you choose, anybody I choose is going to be meatloaf partial.
Why? I mean, like someone at the cable station, maybe. How would they know?
That's a good idea.
Yeah, and how would they know whose meatloaf it is?
That's what we'll do. It we'll do it in about a month's time,
okay?
Something like that. We'll prepare, and it can be a sample of the meatloaf. It doesn't be I'll make a whole meatloaf,
and then we should have a third person carry the tray with two meatloafs, so that we don't know whose is whose, and they could just you and I will know because mine will look different. I'll know what mine looks like.
Oh, mine will look different too.
And they'd be in the same plate, yeah. So they're together, and just you say which do you like better. Then it's not like you're carrying yours or you're carrying mine. They can't think reverse. You know what I'm saying?
Well, no, but Tori, if they're
who brings the meatloaf in? I have to cover every detail here, Ron.
We bring our meatloafs in.
Right.
Then we go into a separate impartial room.
Okay.
And
we don't let anyone in yet.
Right. We disrobe our meatloafs and put them on a similar plate.
All right.
They won't know which one is which.
Yes.
And then we'll do it to like two or three people.
Okay.
At that cable, at that freaking cable station.
We should video this. Well, this should be videotaped.
It should be because it's a big deal.
All right.
And let the chips fall where they may,
Nice. I'm down. All right.
All right. You're going to watch somebody blush.
We'll see.
We'll see.
Yeah. That's right.
And this is for all the money.
As your pile of snow smooth and melts down.
No, there was no money on that, but this is going to be this will just be for the honor. For the honor.
Okay, I'm fine with
the
that.
Best meatloaf.
I like honor.
Are you down with it?
Honor's respectable.
Are you fine with it or are you down with it?
That's the same thing.
Oh. Okay. Sorry.
You got to be hip, Ron. Hip
Sorry.
It. Hip it up.
Now. Sorry.
Come on now.
Only hip I know is a hip operation where
Did you have one?
No.
Okay.
Don't plan to either.
Good. Don't do it.
Mm-hmm. I was thinking of getting a GPS thing to put around the neck of the kids in the neighborhood so they don't get on my lawn.
Those kids again,
they
really?
They really are.
There are a lot of kids in your neighborhood?
Bothering me. No, there aren't, actually. Well, they don't let them out a lot because they keep the basement door locked. But it's a weird place.
Yeah. Easton's weird.
It's a very strange place. I wish I lived in Easton.
I know, but it's a snooty place. That's where we do the cable show. That's why I mention it.
Yeah, it is. It is a nice
Everyone
place.
Knows that. ECAT.
I wouldn't call it snooty, Tori. I mean...
My relatives live in Easton. Well, so I guess it can't be too snooty. Well, maybe it is. Maybe that means
snooty.
It is.
Snooty. It's not snooty at all. Was that a horse?
Yes. Lots of horses in Easton. Yeah. I just heard one.
Yeah. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're done. Actually, we've longer
we're
than
done.
Usual.
That's a great close. Wrapped.
Yes.
No. I'm just going to leave my headphones on for 5 extra minutes.
Don't. Leave your headphones on for 5 extra minutes. Thank you so much. Watch us on Thursdays. By the afternoon, they post that show that we
do. Yeah, they do, which is good.
And it's ECAT. It sounds like what I've said, ECAT.
.org.
.org. Okay.
Short for orgy.
you know what the problem
is? No, short for organization.
No, it is
the difference.
Oh, I know the people. It is orgy.
It's an organization of orgies. That's Thank right. you.
They have to unite somehow.
Hey, they do.
It makes it more interesting.
Foxy ladies once a month. I don't know
it's where
that.
They meet. They meet somewhere. You got to meet somewhere.
All right.
Here's what I understand about domain names is, let's say you have the Tory Company.
I do.
Okay.
Let's just say it.
Right. Actually, you should get that domain get name that. Just in case. You have the Tory Company, and it's .co.
Right.
Or it's .org or whatever. Right. You know, there are now a lot of
because
suffixes.
Because a lot of them are for countries, too, like IT is Italy.
Correct.
For instance.
There's a .USA.
Correct.
So you're the Tory company .USA.
.US, actually.
.US, sorry. Right. It's got to be, yeah, okay, fine.
Yes.
If I remembered the Tory company, mm-hmm. I wouldn't necessarily remember.
So you got to buy up all the extensions, you're saying?
You have to.
Okay.
My natural reaction, and I think it's not because I'm older than most people who walk the earth, including the dinosaurs.
Right.
I would take any company that I could think of, look them up by putting the company in .com.
And me
.com
too.
Is the first it thing really anybody goes
yeah,
for.
You're right.
So if you can't get the .com, damn it, don't get it. Get something
really?
Else.
Okay.
Why would someone be a dot jerk. Biz or dot jerk?
Yeah.
Because no one's going to...
Yeah, it didn't catch on. .net almost caught on.
Yeah.
And .org is specific for for organization, a nonprofit or
yeah,
something?
Yeah, but you have to really remember
EDU
that.
EDU is schools.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah,
well,
gov, GOV.
Anyway, but I'm just saying, why even bother with all that stuff? Because people are always going to do the .com first. They're
right.
always going to assume it's a .com.
So then there's nothing new. Everything's been taken then.
Everything has been taken.
You got to put a number on it or something.
I would have to be Ron 23 or something, because Ron 1 through 20 are probably taken.
I know.
It's very strange.
Yeah.
Very strange.
James is going to be all over that. Ron 23. 23, Mom. That'll mean something.
Her name is Victoria Tory Wainwright, and I'm Ron Van Dam, and you've just heard a great example of this bullshit that we do.
Which might be for sale, huh?
It could be for sale. Hey, if you'd like to pay for this someday, let us know.
Yeah, put it on your station.
Yeah, because it's going to happen.
Good
Enjoy
times.
This. Listen to this as much as you can, these shows, because someday they're going to cost you a fortune, like pay-per-view.
Really?
So enjoy it while it's
All
free.
Right.
I'm just saying.
Yeah.
What's that? Thank you, Troy. That's it. I'm just as bad.
I know.
Well, wait a minute. No, this, stop
wait,
this. Wait, stop
what
this.
What happened?
Stop
what happened?
This.
I started
stop
to take
this.
My headphones off.
Okay, we're still on the air. How would you close it?
I usually say, in peace be with you. I want a piece of you. What do you say?
I want a piece of you.
You say something about
the show
peace.
Is over, and I want a piece of you.
Yeah. You say something about yeah. peace.
If
peace
I
be with you.
A
you
lab like coat like with a priest, meat juice, I'd probably say
you're a
that.
Priest. Peace be with you, and also with you. I mean, you say something with peace. I don't know. It's all I remember. We wish you peace. We wish you peace.
We wish you peace.
A piece of something.
A piece,
piece
of
meat.
Piece of meat.
We wish you prime rib. Tenderloin.
Meatloaf.
For your lovely
meatloaf.
Self.
All right. Here we go.